Joining us in the hot seat. This is a very different hot seat. It's normally a sports person, but this guy's so on fire right now. He's taking the hot seat.
Oh.
Right now. He's proper. He's the it kid. He's the new kid on the block. Stand-up comedy fans. You can catch Neil Green's show, Last Boss. Or do you say Last Boss?
No, Last Boss.
As you were, continue.
All right, so catch Neil Green's one-man show, Last Boss, Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th of September at Durban Country Club. Show starts at 8 p.m. sharp. Both nights. This show is not suitable for under 16s. I'd love to know what's the difference between an under 16 and an under 18.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are available at quicket.co.za. Just search Last Boss. Every ticket you buy will enter you as well into a draw to win the Xbox One S console, which I found out yesterday comes with Fortnite. So, Neil Green.
Yes, sir.
I've known you for a lot longer than these two over here, and I was really, really excited about you as a comedian. And then when I found out that you were joining East Coast Radio, I was super excited. How's your radio career going?
Hey, it's going well. See, things are happening. Things are happening. you know, when I first started, there was some anti-colored sentiment. Like, I had some issues with people about the way I say words.
You know what? Because you didn't listen to me. Remember what I said to you? I said to you, do not read the Facebook comments for the first 3 months.
You did say that. Yeah, like.
What did you do?
It made me feel a bit sensitive, like I felt a way about some of the things. But I've had fun with it, and I'm in my groove now.
Yeah, you turned them around.
Some news coming on.
No, they're loving you. You're the new it kid, man.
Yeah.
But then, Neil, you come from stage, audience, and now you are behind the mic. You are just speaking. That step up, was it hard, or was it like, okay, well, I'm an entertainer anyway, so I can smash this, bro?
No, it was learning a whole new craft. This Darren will tell you, bro. Mm. Like, when you come in, like, a lot of what you do from stage does translate, like, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, some of your color commentary will, like, make sense. You get what I'm saying? But radio is a different world altogether.
It's a different beast, eh?
It's a different skill set. The way you say things, when you say things, everything's different. It's totally different. I had to unlearn a lot of comedy things on radio. Time management being...
Yeah. No, I remember, I said to you, I said it takes about 3 years.
I'm just coming towards the end of that first year now. And it's starting to come together.
Like starting, then you got it quicker than me.
Yeah. Definitely bringing
those little videos of yours on Facebook, they get traction, eh?
They
people
do.
People engage, they love
they get
also
shared.
Do you find that anyone has been nicer to you ever since Green has been decriminalized?
It's been easier to move in certain spaces.
And have you had more followers since the Green became a South African?
Oh, most definitely.
Before we get to the hard and the tricky parts of this hot seat interview, just quickly tell us about tonight and tomorrow night. What's happening? Give us all the details. What can we expect?
You can expect one of the most inappropriate comedy shows you'll ever see in your life. But not for the usual reason. Like, for me, Lord's Boss, I deal with taboo topics. It's not lewd stuff so much. It's just me when you come to a show. Mm. The things that we want to talk about that we don't say, I talk about. like I talk about them real. So Darren knows.